This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But Darren Eales is on the line. It's the WaitForIt.com hotline here on the program. And Darren, we saw your comments, in the AJC and AJC.com about how quickly you think things can get back once we are cleared. For those who missed those comments, can you rehash that a little bit and what you were saying about MLS?
Yeah, afternoon, chaps. It was actually a question from the esteemed Mike Conti about how quickly, once we've got the green light, do we think the players could get fit to play games? And I was stressing that, you know, once we get the green light, and obviously that means it's safe for players to be back, you know, training and getting ready for games. We obviously, I think everybody wants to get back as quick as we can to actually having matches. So, you know, at that stage, I was saying it's a matter of weeks, not months. I think, you know, we obviously want to make sure the players are going to be fit, but I do think, you know, they're doing stuff at home and, you know, on their own. So I think that once we have that chance to play games, we want to be ready to do that. But it was funny. It was like, little date me, but you know, the Monty Python had a sketch on the day there's no news, and they focus on a man hitting his son with a hammer, and they do slow motion replays, because that comment on a hypothetical situation was on SportsCenter, so it really was a slow news day, because people just desperate for any sort of comment whatsoever.
Darren Eales says, we can go immediately. No, I mean, we know that these guys are tremendous athletes. They're always in great shape. And I thought it was a nice touch. Everybody got an exercise bike. I mean, so I presume that, like, guys like, Hyndman or even take any of your favorite players, you know, even Pity, they're not sitting there eating a box of pretzels like I am in between commercial breaks.
I hope not. No, well, they're misleading us. No, so, I mean, seriously, they're doing stuff at home. We've got personalized plans for them from our sports science department, and they're checking in once a day, you know, logging in what they've been doing. We're also working on the tactical side of things, because, you know, we do have this downtime, and, you know, they're no different from all of us, going a bit stir-crazy at the moment. So they'll be doing pieces on tactics, looking at games either this season or last season, and self-analysing games. So we're just trying to keep them both mentally and physically as focused as we can, accepting that these are difficult times for everybody.
Can you give us anything on Joseph Martinez? We've seen the post. Obviously, he had the surgery. That's public knowledge now. He's back in the A. He's back in the ATL. What's his situation? Do we know at what point, let's just say, hypothetically, is it 2 months, 3 months before he starts running? I mean, do we have a time schedule on that?
No, I mean, look, the first thing to say is that the operation went as well as we could have hoped for. So that was the first box ticked. And, you know, Joseph's now back in Atlanta. He's rehabbing at the training grounds. We're following all the protocol that's laid down by the league, but that's great for him. And, you know, from his perspective, I feel like, you know, it was obviously devastating when he had the injury for him personally. I think I've spoken about this. It was incredible the well wishes he got, not only from our fans, but from fans across the league and players across the league. And I think that really helped him when he was in a darker space. Now that he's back here in Atlanta and starting the rehab, he's very positive mind. And I think the most important thing for us is, you know, he's got a long career ahead of him. He's really important to Atlanta United, and we just want to make sure he comes back at 100%. I've said this, you know, knowing Joseph, he'll come back at 110%, but we want to make sure that that's what happens. So we're not looking to rush him or to set goals that's going to cause him to be under any pressure. The most important thing is that, you know, he takes his time and makes sure he's back 100%. When he comes back,
It is Darren Eales with us, guys, CEO of your Atlanta United, President, El Presidente, El Jefe, as we like to call him, the architect. He's been executive of the year. He's obviously been a fantastic guest. He's helped build a championship team. And now, could he have an award-winning podcast? Like everybody else, you got time on your hands, Darren. Tell us about the podcast.
Yeah, it was something that was an idea of Matt Moore from our digital team. So, he's something that he pitched it, and I thought, yeah, this is good. I mean, like everyone, we've got this downtime, and it was just something where we could be a bit more relaxed, perhaps irreverent, just talk a little bit about, stuff behind the scenes at Atlanta United and just generally at this time and trying to be positive, so not focusing on the negative, but just trying to focus on the positive side of things. So, that's going to drop at 8 o'clock tonight, so excited about that.
Sweet.
Any guests, or is it just you?
Just us on the first one, but then I think the idea is we'll bring some guests in as we sort of do the following episodes.
Okay. Nice. Hey, I was talking to a buddy of mine, Jim Byrne, and Jim's one of the guys. We have season tickets together at the United matches. And Jimmy, Darren, he is such a hardcore fan. He did the fantasy camp back in December of 17 up there, and so he's real hardcore. He was going to say, when next time you talk to Darren, because we got downtime now, who is the best guy you ever got to see in person in the English Premier League or as a fan? The best athlete, the greatest soccer player you ever saw in person?
So best soccer player I saw in person actually playing, I think there'd be two. So for me, as a kid growing up, a guy called Glenn Hoddle, who I wasn't a Spurs fan, but he actually played for Tottenham. He was your classic number 10, but he was the most amazing passer of the ball. And I was a academy player at a team called Cambridge United that at the time were in the Championship. But the Spurs came and played Cambridge in the Cup, and he played that day, and I just watched him the whole time. My dad was just telling me, look, just watch Glenn the whole match. And it was just incredible to see, the runs he made and the passes that he could do. Then the other player, I was lucky to be ball boy for the England national team at Wembley, at the old Wembley Stadium. Wow. When Paul Gascoigne was playing. And again, Gazza was incredible because, look, Gazza is skillful, and you think of him as being a bit portly and not the quickest, but his speed of movement and speed of thought, like, for me, that was the biggest realization that I was never going to make it as a player, because when you saw him up close, you watch on telly and you don't realize how quick it is until you actually see it live. And I was standing on the touchline, and he would make three runs just to be able to give himself the space to be available. And that's what you don't see necessarily just watching a match on TV. The player gets the ball and he's in space. You don't realize the work it takes in the background for him to create that space. And, Gazza was just an unbelievably skillful player. And so it's a real privilege to see him, in person. And then really sad, I met him later in life where he's sort of, he's really struggling to get his life together. So to see someone who had all of that skill, all of that ability, all of that charisma, and all of that sort of blessings, really, to be in the state that he's in now, it's sad. And we obviously wish him well that he gets his life back on track.
Those are individuals. We're talking with Darren Eales. What about the best team that you've ever seen?
Best team for me was Barcelona when they beat Manchester United in the Champions League final at Wembley. I think that was the pinnacle of that Pep Barcelona team. And they absolutely played Manchester United off the park in that game. I mean, it got to a stage where they almost, you could see them visibly taking their foot off the gas just to sort of not make it too embarrassing. Wow. So I do think for me that was the pinnacle of the team that, grown up together, played together at the absolute sort of peak of their ability.
And Darren, it's a Darren Eales, if you just tuned in, guys, one of our favorite guests. And he's got his podcast, by the way, starting up. Again, what's the podcast called, Darren?
Spiked Up.
Spiked Up. So
that's
again,
and, yeah.
And you can follow Darren at D Eales, Eales, ATL United on Twitter and find out where he's at. Darren, we had a story yesterday in Guy Talk about how you had a number of players in Barcelona say, yeah, we'll take a 70% pay cut just to help keep the lights on. People were blown away to see Messi and these guys having to do that, because you think of Barcelona as one of the, gold standard teams, but is everybody that day to day right now in Europe?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, it depends on the country and, the circumstances. I think that's something where, Spain's been really badly hit, and, credit to the Barcelona players. But I think they saw, this is what's happening. This is a situation where, you've got employees, and it's really important for the good of the club, for the good of the game, for the good of that league, for them to do the decision they made. And I think you've seen it around all of the clubs. I mean, we're obviously close with Aberdeen. We have a part of investment there, so I sit on the board, and it's been really impressive. Aberdeen, they're a club in Scotland, which, the Scottish clubs there are struggling because they rely on the money coming from the matches, and And even the 3 to 4 months without it means real difficulties. But what you've seen there is their trust in their players. They're helping out with delivering food and donating their time or money to help get that going to those that are less fortunate. You've seen the supporters of Aberdeen are actually buying season tickets for the following season because they understand that that cash flow is important to keep the lights on, to keep the teams going. So I think, you know, generally, you know, around the world, you're seeing how football clubs are part of the community, and it goes both ways. You know, the fans and the people in the community want those clubs to stay around, but likewise, there's an understanding that the football clubs can have that huge impact in the community. And I think, you know, that was part of the gesture from Messi and the players at Barcelona, was that understanding that there's a bigger picture out here than just a football club.
Darren Eales with us here, guys. Good, Carl.
How are your boys doing, by the way? How are they holding up during this whole thing?
Yeah, they're doing all right. I mean, I laugh. We don't have to have that serious chat saying this is a serious matter, because I think they're quite excited about the fact that, you know, Daddy's home every day and, yeah, and they get to see me. I think they're going to be much better athletes by the end of this, because I'm sort of filling my time. I do the PE, so my wife does all the proper teaching, you know, the writing and the reading. I do the PE. So we've had them on everything from volleyball. I got the other day ice hockey, so we can have a bit of ice hockey. So we're going to end up having them trained in all sorts of sports.
Now, awesome. Are they playing the FIFA? Do they play the video games too?
No, I managed to keep them off video games, to be honest. That's a Pandora's box I don't want to open yet. I opened American Ninja Warrior, and they're absolutely addicted to that now. So the only good thing is there's 11 series they've never seen. So if I need an hour and a half, I'm just going to start them on Series 1 and take them all the way through to Series 11.
Nice.
Very cool. Well, Darren, thanks so much as always, man, for the update and keeping Atlanta United fans. And check out the podcast. It'll get, you know, a chance for you to hear some things behind the scenes. And then, Darren, as he said, they'll be getting guests and whatnot. But that happens tonight. 8 o'clock, right? 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, yeah.
All right.
Cheers,
thank
guys.
You so
thanks
much.
Stay safe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.